Tonight's daf is daf Yud Zayin. So we got to two lines down. The two dots, Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Al HaRishona, Hu Omer Mish Anes Avram V'chule. We're going through the different brachas, this 6/7 brachas we had added on the Tanya Sibur. So Gemara says, Tana Yesh Machlifin Tzaka Le'Eliyahu Tefila L'Shmua. So we had different nuschah. So the nusach we had in the Mishnah was that the Lashon Tefila was with Eliyahu, and Lashon Tzaka, screaming out, was to Shmuel, but others have the opposite. So Gemara says, Bishma, Gave Shmuel, Ksiv Beit Tfila, Ksiv Beit Tzaka. It makes sense. With regard to Shmuel, we have psukim that use the word Tfila and words that use Tzaka, so either way, it makes sense. Elagave Eliyahu, Tfila Ksiv, Tzaka Loksiv, but with respect to Eliyahu, we only find Lashon Tfila, so the Nusach of our Mishnah makes sense that says Tfila by Eliyahu, but the Nusach of the Brayis that says Tzaka by Eliyahu, we don't find that anywhere. So Gemara explains, Ksiv Aneni Hashem Aneni Lashon Tzaki. Aneni Hashem, when Eliyahu called out to Hashem, answer me, that was a Lashon of Tzaka, so it really makes sense to use both languages by both Eliyahu and Shmuel. Gemara then quotes from the Mishnah, Al Shishis Hu Omer Misha Anes Yonah V'chulei. In the sixth bracha, we ask about he who answered, Hashem who answered Yonah. And then the seventh bracha, it says, Amar Misha Anes David. So Michti, the Gemara says, well, let's understand this for a moment. Yonah Basa David Shlomo Hava. Yonah lived after David and Shlomo. So my time of makdim le bereisha. So why does the bracha, the order of the sixth bracha, mention Yonah first, and then only afterwards does it mention David and Shlomo? It should be the other way around. So Gemara explains, mishum debay lemechtam merachim al haaretz, because the Gemara wanted to have the final bracha of merachim al haaretz to have mercy on the land, which of course connects to David and Shlomo, who were in Eretz Yisrael, who had created and built the Beis Hamikdash and conquered the Beis Hamikdash area. So therefore, we want them to be last. We want to finish off with that bracha. Rashi explains, Rashi says, Debay lemechtam, besof kol brachas baruch merachim al eretz, lahachi bay ba'osel chasimas David Shlomo, shein hispalalu al eretz Yisrael, kach shemati. So Rashi, the first shot Rashi heard from his Rebbe, or someone he heard, kach shemati, for the first answer, that since David and Shlomo, not only did they take over the land, and they also build the Beis Hamikdash together, they also daven that Eretz Yisrael should be continued in the Rishus of Klal Yisrael. Inami, he suggests in Rashi. Mishum de'inhu, talking Beis Hamikdash, dehu ikar haaretz, right? That's the first answer, is the Beis Hamikdash. The second answer is the Beis Hamikdash, and the first answer of Rashi is that they davened that Eretz Yisrael should continue in the Rishus of Klal Yisrael. So then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tana Mishum Sumchas. The Braisa says, in the name of Sumchas Amru, it is said, Baruch Mashbi HaRamim, a different Nusach of the final Bracha, that Mashbi HaRamim, he who lowers and humbles the Ramim, those who are great. So that's a different, Rashi explains, Baruch Mashbi HaRamim, the Nusach here is, Hayu Omrim B'makum Baruch Merachim, that was what they used in place of the words Merachim, Shechniyam B'matar Sheshavu B'tshuva, that they were humbled by the rain, that they did tshuva, by their doing of tshuva is going to bring about the rain. Okay, the Gemara now quotes in the Mishnah, Shlosh Tainios HaRishonus, Anshe Mishmar B'tanim V'lo Mashlimim. So Gemara now quotes a Brayis Tana Rabbanan b'pnei ma amru anshe mishmar mutarin lishos yain b'leilos avlo b'yamim. So we said in the Mishnah that the anshe mishmar, if it was their week to work, but it wasn't necessarily their day, but they're on off duty that week to, as a backup, so they're allowed to drink at nighttime, but they cannot drink during the day. Mishema tichabed ha'avoda, because even though it might not be their day, their day might be Wednesday. But Sunday, there's a possibility they're going to need some backup. So then the Anshe Mishmar might have to work on Sunday also. So he always has to be prepared. So during the day, he can't drink. But at nighttime, he's allowed to drink because and unlikely he'll be needed the next day. But just in case, he stops drinking by the daytime. Then the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Al Anshe Beis Av, V'yavov Yisai Lehem. Sorry, God, that's part of the previous statement. Shemet Chapit Havod Al Anshe Beis Av, V'yavov Yisai Lehem. And because maybe it's going to, the work might be a long day, maybe a lot of karbanos are being brought, it might be too much for the Anshe Beis Av of that day, so they might come to help out. So then the Gemara asks, Mipnei ma amru Anshe Beis Av lo bayom lo balayla. So why, if it was your day, let's say you're working Monday, so Sunday night and Monday you couldn't drink, Mipnei shehein asukin tamid bavoda, because they're constantly involved in the voda, that's their day. So then, Mikan amru, from here we say, kol kohen shemakir mishmarto. If a person knows, Bizman Azed, there's no Beis Hamikdash, of course, but let's say a person knows which Mishmar he's from. He knew which week was his family's week to work in the Beis Hamikdash. And, U Mishmar's Beis Av, he also knew which day. He He knew, let's say, Monday of this week in ER was his week. So in that very day, today he would say, V'yodei shebaya vosav kvuim, bati kvusim kvuim sham. And he also knew that his family was one that had a set day of the year. Aser lishos yayin kol osa yom. That day it's aser, but the rest of the year he's allowed to drink, because he knew there's only one day of the year that he would do the avoda. That was the Monday of this week. It would be aser that day, because perhaps the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and this is his day. But let's say a person was makir mishmarto, he knew what week he had. He knew it was this week. But ein makir mishmaris beis av, he doesn't know shalom, he doesn't know which day of the week. But v'yodei shebati avosav kvum sham, he knew that his family had a set week, but he wasn't sure which day. Then aser lishos yayin kol osa Shabbos, that entire week it's aser, because each day might be his particular day. But he's mutter the rest of the weeks of the year. Let's say ein makir mishmarto, mishmaris beis av shalom, he doesn't know which week. He doesn't know which day, but he does know Yodea Shibati Avosa Kfuim Sham. He knows he comes from a family that worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Now this guy has problems, because then Asa Lishos Yain Kol Hashana, he cannot drink the entire year, because it's possible that any day of the year could have been his. But if a Kohen doesn't know, let's say, that he which week he is, or even if his family ever worked, it sounds like from this Tanakhama, he'd be allowed to drink any day if he didn't know that his family came from those that worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Kamazong, yeah.
Didn't make the cut?
That's what it seems like. It seems like there were certain Kohanim to make. Maybe they came as backups from time to time, but it seems that there were set families that had weeks. And the Gemara is the end of Sukkah talks about which families had different weeks. Gemara now says, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe said, Omer Ani, I personally think, in my humble opinion, I think, Aser Lishos Yayin Li Olam. I think that for all Kohanim, it's Aster to drink. Bava Ma'asa, but what could I do? She Takanasa Kilkalaso. This takana serves as its destruction. What does that mean? Very scary Rashi here. If you look at Rashi, two wide lines down, explaining Rabbi Omer. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani kohen aser. Kilomar, I chashinan l'shem yivane. If we're concerned that Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt any given day, yehei aser l'olam, every day should be aser, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt today, and they need the kohen to be prepared, to be ready, because if they're drunk, they can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. Afilu makir mishmarto u'mishmaris beis avosav. Even if he knows which week, and even if he knows which day, he still can't drink the rest of the year. D'chashinon shema yishtana seyde mishmaros. Whoever said the same mishmaros were going to exist now as it did back then? They might change everything around. V'shema yavdu kulam l'chanukah sabayis bebas achas. Maybe all the Kohanim are going to come together for the Chanukah sabayis. V'nim says zet tzarech lavo, and this particular Kohen needs to work. Ava ma esa, what could I do? Shetakanasa kilkalasa d'havei kamishanim. It's been many years, of course, as we know, and the Beis HaMikdash has not returned. And now this kilka serves as a takana for us. We're allowed to drink. A scary thing, we're not concerned anymore the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Unclear what that really means. We've waited thousands of years and it hasn't been rebuilt, so we don't really believe it's coming anymore. Scary. Yeah, haircuts. Oh, the Gemara's going to get haircuts in the Amud Beis here, yeah. But it's a scary thing. So it doesn't mean we don't expect the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come at some point. But we don't put it into effect.
Also, how it's going to come makes a difference, too. If it comes down to one shot from Shemayim, then you have to be cautious that it could be
Rashi here does not concern. Rashi himself writes in Sukkah that Bai Shlishi is coming from Shemayim. That's Rashi Shita. Rambam has a different Shita. But even let's say it would be built to Aidei men, it's possible that through Nisim, they might be able to build it very, very fast. The Gemara many places has an assumption that Beis HaMikdash should come suddenly. So it's a kash in the Rambam who says we're going to build it. So how it's going to get so quick, I'm not sure, but also through an ace. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Abai says, Kiman Shasu Ha'ina. So who do they hold like? Those Kohanim who drink Bezman Hazeh, who do they hold like? Kane, Dehaina Kane, Chamri, Rebbe. Those Kohanim who drink Chamri, drink wine Bezman Hazeh, they hold like Rebbe that since we're not Choshish anymore, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt any given second. So then that gives them the heter to drink now. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Anshi Mishmar, Vanshi Maimed, Asurun, Lesapir, Lechabis. It's also for them to get haircuts and to wash their clothing during the week of their avoda. But on the 5th, on Thursday, Mutar and Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, then they are, on the 5th, they are allowed to get haircuts in order to be presentable for Shabbos. My time, and why can't they get haircuts during the entire week and wash their clothing during the entire week? So we said this already when we learned the Mishnah. Amar Rabba, Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Shelo Yichantzu L'Mishmarasam, Kishen Menuvalam. because we want them to come in to this week looking handsome, looking all clean cut, nice clothing. And if they knew they could get a haircut during the week, they might just be lazy and say, you know what, I'll get it later on Tuesday. So we want to tell them, you can't get a haircut, you can't wash clothing for the entire week. This way it will guarantee when they start the Avoda Sunday, they already come with a haircut and nice and clean clothing. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Melech mistaper b'chol yom. A king gets a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol Merav Shabbos Lev Shabbos. A Kohen Gadol gets one every week. Kohen Hedyot Achash L'shol Shim Yom. A regular Kohen gets one every 30 days. So Melech mistaper b'chol yom. So a king gets a haircut every single day. My time, what's the reason for this? Amar B'Abba Bar Zavda Amar Kra. Because the pasuk says, "Melech biyafyo techazena einecha," so the king in his beauty should be seen. You should, with your eyes, you should see him. So you should constantly be looking nice with a clean haircut. Kohen Gadol, the mayor of Shabbos, Lev Shabbos, for every Friday, he should get a haircut. My time, Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzhak Kol Mishmaros Mitzchajos. Since each week it's a new mishmar is coming in, so he, the Kohen Gadol, is part of that mishmar, so he renews his mishmar every single week along with them, so he gets a haircut. But the halach is that Kohen Gadol is not part of an official mishmar, but he does bring a carbon every single day. He brings his own personal asiris ha'efa, it's called. He has a certain amount of flour. Half of it's brought in the morning, half of it's brought in the evening. But the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah Yuma, says whenever he wants, he can say, you know what, I'd like to do the avoda right now. Normally there was a lottery that took place every single day, but if the Kohen Gadol says, I want to be makriv today, I want to take the first dibs of the carbon to eat from, he always has first dibs, so he's always part of the mishmar. So as the mishmar renews each and every week, he gets a haircut as well. Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, achash l'shloshim yom, gets a haircut every 30 days. Minal, and how do we know that? So Gemara says, asya para para minazir, the gzer shava. Ksiv hach, it's written here, v'rosham lo yigalchu, uper lo yishalchu. Then it comes to the Kohanim that their hair, they shouldn't shave their hair, uper lo yishalchu, and they shouldn't let their hair go long. Uksiv hasam, it's written there, so what's considered para? How long can it not be? So it says also with regards to Nazir, ksiv hasam kodosh, kodosh yeh gedel para. Serosho, that the hair should let, you should let the hair grow long by Nazir. But the lashon para is used in both scenarios. Mala halan shloshim yom, just like we know by a Nazir, 30 days is considered para. That's considered the bare minimum for a nazir. So afkan shloshim, so too, the word para in the context of a kohen means 30 days that you can't, that para lo yishalchu, you don't let it go longer than 30 days by the kohen. So nazir gufei minal, and how do I know that the nazir has to have the hair grow for 30 days, that para actually means 30? So amar rav masna, stam nazir shloshim yom, because a person takes upon himself a naziris. And if he doesn't specify how many days, a stam naziris is 30 days, that's the minimum. So Minala, how do you know that? What's the source that Stam Naziris is 30? Amakra, the Pasuk says, Yihye. The entire Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, it says, Kol Yimei Neder Nizro Tar Lo Yavra Rosho. That the Nazir shouldn't, I'm reading from the side here, he shouldn't have a razor pass over his hair. Ad Milos Hayamim, until the days pass, Asher Yazir Lashem, that he had sanctified himself to be a Nazir. Kodesh Kadosh Yihye. He should be Kadosh, was Yehiyah, I mean. So says the Gemara, Yehiyah is the Gematria Tzlasin Havi, it's Gematria 30. So Stam Nazir is 30 based on the Gematria of Yehiyah. So since we know Nazir is 30, and through the Gzeir Shavah, Para Para, so too by a Kohen, Para Lo Yishalchu, we shouldn't let his hair go longer than 30 days. Amra Papa, Rapapa says, Labaye V'dilma Hachi Kamar, maybe the Pasuk should be read, Hachi Kamar Rachman, Lo Lirbao Klal, that you shouldn't let it go at all, Lo Yishalchu, Para Lo Yishalchu, don't let it go even one day. And maybe the Kohen should have to get a haircut every single day, like the king. So Amar Luhut Le, so Rapapa, rather Abai says back to Rapapa, I have a cause of Lo Yishalchu Para, if it says, don't let it grow like a para. So Kidakamras, like you suggested, then don't let it grow at all. But Hashadichsiv Para Lo Yishalchu, it says para, don't let it go long. Or Para Leheve, you're allowed to have it para, you're allowed to have it grow for 30 days, but Shluchu Delo Lishlache, but don't let it go longer than 30 days. So that's how they read the pasuk when it comes to Kohen Hedyot. So Yihachi, if that's the case, the Gemara asks, so Afila Hayid Nanami, Sivan Bezman Azeh, Kohanim here, we have at least one Kohen here, much or more, two Kohanim we have here. So two Kohanim here, I imagine you guys don't always get haircuts less than 30 days, sometimes it goes longer, certainly Lag Bomer, you go longer than that, so why don't you guys get haircuts every 30 days? So the answer is, the Gemara says, Dumi de Shusui Yayin. So Mashmuyayin, I can imagine what the joke was. Mashusuyayin, I can relate. Mashusuyayin, Vizman Bia, Hudasir, Shlovizman Bia, Shari. So just very similar to Shusuyayin. Just like a person, a Kohen is only asked to drink Bizman HaMikdash, but Bizman HaZeh, a Kohen is allowed to drink wine So af, so too, hachanami, so too, it's only usher to let the hair grow long, bizman hamikdash, but bizman hazer, a kohen is allowed to get let his hair grow longer, just like he's allowed to drink wine. The Hatan, the Gemara says, but the Brisa tells us that Rebbe Omer ani kohanim asurim lishtos yayin the olam. So this is all part of the, so it continues the Gemara. The Rebbe says, Bizman hazer, you're allowed to drink wine. And Amar Bai says, like we said above, Kiman deshasu aina konechamri, who's the one they hold like, the Kohanim, who drink wine, Bizman hazer, Kirebi. They hold like Rebbe. That Rebbe allows you to drink Bizman hazer. But the implication is that it's only Rebbe, but Mechlal de Rabbanan Amri Asri. That the Rabbanan say it's usher to drink wine. So if the Rabbanan hold that it's usher to drink wine, they would also hold that it's usher to let the hair grow longer than 30 days. And my time, and what's the reason why the Rabbanan say it's usher to drink wine bizman hazeh? So that's a big problem for you Kohanim. So my time, mehera yibana beis hamikdash ubainan kohen haroi lavoda, like we said above, leko. So it says the reason why it's usher to drink bizman hazeh, according to their chachamim, is because if the base mikdash is built right away, we need a coin to be ready to work in the base mikdash, and there won't be any available because they're all drunk. So therefore, the chachamim hold it's also to drink entirely. But hacha efshar demisparvayil, but to let the coin have the hair grow long, there's no problem in having the hair grow long. That's not a problem. The problem is to do the avoda while having your hair that went long for more than 30 days. So you could simply go to the barber, get a haircut, it takes a few minutes, and then you work in the base of Mikdash, that's fine. But if the guy's drunk, nothing you can do. The guy's drunk. He's stuck. So you no one to work in the base of Mikdash.
And how long does it take to get rid of? Doesn't the Gemara discuss how long it takes to get rid of?
Yeah, the Gemara is about to hear, about the next few lines, the Gemara is going to discuss drinking the wine. Before we move forward, just for a moment, look at the interesting tosis for a second. Dibar Maschil, Ba'inan Kohanim Haruin La'avodiv Leka. You need a Kohen who's fit for working the base of Migdash. So if he's drunk today, and the base of Migdash is built today, he can't work. So Gemara's tosis asks, Vim Tomar, Ba'lo B'lo Yai Nami Asurin Bavoda. Forget the problem of drinking wine and being drunk. There's another problem. The tamei meisim ninu. The tamei meis and the tamei meis cannot work in the base of mikdash. Vitzrich and hazah shlosh v'shiva. You have to be sprinkled with the paraduma and the mechatas. They will wait 3 days and then 7 days. Vamai aser lehu yayin. Forget the wine. By that time, the wine will hopefully be out of the system 7 days later. By the time they're tahor from the tumas meis, so they need to wait 7 days anyways. Yeishlom Artosa answers no. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim and in Yuma that if the entire Tzibor, or even Rove, is Tameh, then the Kohen is able to work even though he's Tameh. So there's an easy way around because everyone, we are all Tameh. There's an Isser. There's an Isser for Kohen to be Metameh based. There's an Isser regardless of the status of being exactly. There's an Isser to do that. Every time he comes, even though the rate might be tummy mace as it is, let's say a coin once went to the base kfaris because of a relative, so he's tummy mace now. Exactly, it's usher to come into even a person already is tummy, to for a coin to already encounter another mace would be in another isser. So it's easy again to get around the problem of tumah because tumah huchibit sibur, but you still have the problem of being drunk. So that's why chachamim say it's usher to drink even bizman hazeh. But with regards to their haircut, let the hair grow long. And when the base of Mikdash is rebuilt, they'll go get a quick haircut. So the Gemara says, what Ezra was asking, if that's the case, there's also a way to get rid of someone's alcohol. How? The Gani Porti, let him take a little nap. And you take a little nap, you shake off the shikr, and then you go into the base of Mikdash afterwards. Kidirami bar Abba, Damarami bar Abba, Derech Mil, Vishena, Kolshu, Mafigin, Isayayin. So, by a person who walks a mill and he takes a little nap, it dilutes the effect of the wine. So Gemara says, wait a second, that's not enough. That's not always the case that it's always by walking a little bit and taking a little nap is going to remove the alcohol. La mi'it mar la, was it not stated already on this? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Avua, lo shanu ela kishashasa shir revis. This is only true, this is only an effective way of removing the alcohol if a guy drank just mamash revis. Aval shasa yosm revis, if a guy drank a little bit more than revis, kol shikain shederach matridasa v'sheina mishkaraso. The guy's really drunk, more than revis, which is not too much. If he walks and he begins to take a nap, that's going to make him go even crazier. So there really is no efficient way to get rid of the shikr. And that's why the Chacham thought it's usher to drink bizman hazeh, but getting a haircut one would be allowed to. Comes along Rav Ashi. Now Rav Ashi gives another suggestion why there's a difference between Pure Rosh, a guy with a Kohen with a long hair, versus Shisui Yain. And that's for the following reason. Rav Ashi Yamar, Shisuya Yayin Dimachli Avoda Gazir Burabonim. The halach is the different types. If you look in the Isurah Bia of the Rambam, Hilchos Isurah Bia, there's a whole section where the Rambam discusses different individuals, different Kohanim, who to usher for them to enter into the base of Mikdash. So, Pure Rosh, a guy, a Kohen with long hair, a Shisuya Yayin, someone who's drunk, somebody who's Tameh, various types of Kohanim who would usher. Now, some of these people, Kohanim, were usher to enter the base of Mikdash. If they were to do Avoda, that Avoda would be Mechala, would be desecrated, wouldn't be effective. While others, although they violate an Isser, the Avoda would still be a good Avoda. So says Rav Ashi, when it comes to Shishui Yayin, a guy who's drunk, a Kohen who's drunk, and does the Avoda, the Machli Avoda, the Avoda is completely possible. So that case, since it's more of a severe psul, Gazu Barabanan, they made a Gezer Bizman Hazeb, that a Kohen shouldn't drink. When it comes to Pre Rosh, a Kohen with long hair, longer than 30 days, the Lo Machli Avoda, if he were to do the Avoda, although there's an Isser, the Avoda would not be possible. So then, since it's not as severe, Lo Gazu Be'erabanan, the Chachamim did not create an Isser Bizman Hazeh, and they allowed the hair to grow long. So Gemara asks Meisivei from Ebraisa, Ve'ilu Shein B'Misa, the following are examples of Psulim of the Kohen, which would result in Misa. Shisuya Yayin, Upre Rosh, so a guy who's drunk and does the Avoda, he'll be Chia Misa. A guy whose hair grows long and does the Avoda, he'll be Chai Misa. So Bishma, I understand the Gemara says, Shisuya Yayin Behedya, because if there's a Mefurish Pasuk that says, Behu, in Parsha Shmini, Yayin V'Sheikh Al-Tesht, wine and beer, anything else alcoholic, one should not drink. So in the continuation of the Pasuk is, which is important, it says, Velo Samusu, and you won't die. So, but if you are drunk and you enter the base of Magdash, then you will die. So it's a Mefurish Pasuk that Shisuya Yayin results in Misa for the Kohen. Ella, when it comes to Pre Rosh Minalan, where is the Pasuk that says that a Kohen with long hair gets Misa? The Pasuk says, V'roshem lo yigalechu, per lo yishalechu. So it says the Kohen shouldn't have his hair grow too long. Uksib Basre, right afterwards, it's written, the Yayin lo yishtu. Pasuk is that the Kohen shouldn't drink wine. Ka Kohen bevoam, ella hachatzer bepnimis. So we see that the Viskushe Pre Rosh, the Shisuya Yayin. So there's a Hekesh in the very Pasuk connects a Pre Rosh to a Shisuya Yayin. So Gemara finishes the Hekesh. Ma Shisuya Yayin Bemisa, a Pre Rosh Bemisa. So just like we're saying that a drunk who does the Avodah is Chai Misa, so to a Pre Rosh who does the Avodah is Chai Misa. So now let's take this one step further. This is the whole Kasha. Umine, from this very source now, Ima Shisuya Yayin Bemachle Avodah, if the Shisuya Yayin does the Avodah, the avoda is possible, so too by this equation, af pre rosh demachle avoda. So too a kohen with long hair who does the avoda should be possible. So above we said that no, a pre rosh who does the avoda does not have a possible avoda, but according to this hekesh, it would seem logical that the avoda should be possible. So therefore, we throw out the explanation of Rav Ashi. So Amar Lei Ravina Rav Ashi. So Ravina says to Rav Ashi now. Now that last pasuk, by the way, that we quoted of connecting Pre Rosh to Shisuya Yayin was a pasuk that's found in Yecheskel. It wasn't found in the Chumash anywhere.
Why do
we
make the
Hekesh?
Why do we make the
Hekesh? Because the pasuk only connects
by Misa. So well, the words "avod," the skyish of Misa, or the skyish of Avachulei Avod, or this
kashrut. Oh no, that parenthesis. I'm not reading the parenthesis. We don't normally read the parenthesis, so I'm not going to read it. So Gemara says, now Amrle Ravina or Rav Ashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, "Hav mekame da'asi Yecheskel man Amra." So Ravina asks Rav Ashi, before Yecheskel came along, who said this? Maybe Yecheskel made this up. The Torah doesn't say anywhere of such a hekesh between Pre Rosh and Shisuya Yayin. So Amrle, so Rav Ashi says back to Ravina, "Ultamech." So according to your svara, that anything that was said before Yecheskel is not a good halacha. So I have another problem for you then. Hadam Rav Chista. Rav Chista has this idea. Davar Zemitores Moshe Lo Lamanu. The following which we're about to learn is not learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, Medivei Kabbalah Lamanu is learned from Yecheskel. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ko Benechar Arel Leiv V'Arel Basa Lo Yevol Mikdashi. That a Benechar and Arel Leiv, a person who doesn't have a Mila, is not allowed to enter into the base of Mikdash. So Homakami Das Yecheskel Man Amra. So before Yecheskel was Mechadish this din of a RL entering the base of Mikdash, who said this? So you're telling me this is not a good halacha either then? Rav Chista says it is a halacha. Se'ela, Gemar Gamirle, It was really a Masorah that we had from Moshe Rabbeinu. Not everything we have, it was written in the Torah. We have Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So the Halachas of an Ariel, not entering the Beis HaMikdash, was a Gemar Gemirle, a Halacha Moshe Mishinai. V'as Yechezkel, Yechezkel came along, V'as Mechlakra, and he found that he wanted to put it into writing, so he made a Pasuk. But the real source is really Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So just like that's the case by a Ben Nechar, Ariel Lev, and Ariel Basar, so Hachanami, so too here by the case of Prey Rosh, Gamar Gmirle, we have a Mesora that Prey Rosh is Chai Misa for his Avoda, Vas Yecheskel, Vas Mechakra, and he was Samechit on a Pasuk. Either way, that doesn't answer our question above, the explanation of Ravashi, which is really a side point of how Yecheskel could be Mechadish things that were not in the Torah, and he's saying they weren't Mechadish things. So it was really a Mesora that they had, but he wanted to somehow put this in writing.
So again, according to this shot, why is the word good by Rosh and not by...
We have no explanation. We have no good explanation. The Gemara doesn't give one. So Ravashi seems to be rejected. And yeah, not sure. Okay. Gemara now says, two dots. Kol HaKasav B'Megillas Tainis, this is according from the Mishnah, any of those holidays listed in the Megillas Tainis, Del Olimispeid Lafanav Asar L'Achrav Mutter. Those days listed, that's Asar to eulogize. So you cannot fast, rather you can't eulogize the day prior, but the day afterwards you are allowed to eulogize. So Tanur Bar the Brice explains, Olin Yome, these are the following days, Dilo Lisana, Behen, that you cannot fast on them. Umiksasan, and some of them, Dilo Lemispid Behen, and some of the following on the list you can't eulogize. All the mentioned in the list will be usher to fast on, but some of them it's usher to even eulogize on. So may Rosh Yarcha de Nisan from Rosh Chodesh Nisan ad Tamna Bay until the 8th of Nisan Isokem Tamida. So that was when they had this debate about the Tamid. See, Rashi explains this. Let's glance through Rashi here for a second. Rashi doesn't explain the debate here, does he? Yeah. Okay. If you look at Rashi, may Rosh Yarcha de Nisan ad Tamne Bay Isokem Tamida de Lo Mispeid. So he explains, Shahayut Sadukim Omrim, Yachid Misnadev Mevi Tamid. An individual is able to be Misnadev himself to say, I want to bring a carbon, a personal carbon Tamid. Umay Darish, they said, Esakev is Echad, Tasebaboker, Esakev Sashini Tasebirabim, Echad, even a Yachid can bring a carbon Tamid. So Maya Hajil, who, what was the response back to the Tzedukim? As Karboni Lachmi Lishai, Tishmeru Lachriv Lashon Rabim, Tishmeru, only the Rabim could bring it. Shayu Kulan Barn Mitchumas Alishcha, they all have to come from the Rabim. They can only come from the Lishcha, and you can't have a personal guy pay from out of pocket all on his own. So they had such a debate, and this debate took over 8 days, the first 8 days of Nisan, and they won the debate. So they say, Dilo Limsped, so therefore they said not to eulogize on these days. So why? Why do they have to start saying it's us to eulogize from Rosh Chodesh? So it should really start for the second day of Nisan because we know Rosh Chodesh is also to have a hesped in Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh gufa yomtivu. Rosh Chodesh itself is a level of a yomtiv, and it's also to eulogize on the Rosh Chodesh and a yomtiv. So the Megillas Tainis should have said from the second of Nisan until the eighth of Nisan. So Amar of Rav lo nitzcha ela leaser yom shilafanav. So only to aser the day before him, because Rosh Chodesh, since it's already a Yom Tov, erev Rosh Chodesh, it's permitted to eulogize. But now that we've established on top of it being Rosh Chodesh, it's also a day that they won the debate about the carbon tamid. So now even the erev of Rosh Chodesh Nisan is aser to eulogize on as well. Mar says, what do you mean? Shilafanav nami tepiglei dehavle yom shilafanav Rosh Chodesh. No, but even erev Rosh Chodesh is aser. Because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, so the day before Yom Tov, it should also be eulogize as well. Or it says no. Rosh Chodesh is a din deraisahu, and deraisa lo bay chizik. Days that are deraisas, so you don't have to add chizik to them, add strength to them, because people already know it's a real Yom Tov in the Torah, so you don't have to say it's also to eulogize even the day before him. The day before Rosh Chodesh, it's actually mutter to eulogize. The Sani, the Braisa tells us. Hayamim ha'ela, these days, haksuvim b'megillas tainis lefneim alachem asurim. So all the days listed in Megillas Tainis the day before and the days after, it's Asur. Shabbosos v'yamim tovim, hein asurim lefneim ulachrei mutarim. And the days before Shabbos and Yom Tov are Asur to eulogize before, but it's permitted afterwards. So what's the difference? Ma hefesh ben zeh lezeh. Halu divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah ein tzrichim chizik. Halu divrei Sofrim, v'divrei Sofrim tzrichim chizik. Shabbos and Yom Tov are dina deraisa, and dina deraisa don't require chizik, When it comes to these days listed in Megillas Tainus, they're only divrei sofrim that does require chizuk, therefore before and afterwards are usur. Now you're probably asking me, there's a little inconsistency about the days before and the days after. We're just trying to draw from this brisa that, according to this opinion, there's a difference. The last brisa we just brought, that everybody agrees Erev Yontif is always usur. The question is, are you going to also asr afterwards, or not asr the day afterwards? And that's a really difference between Divrei Torah versus Divrei Sofrim. So too, for us, we're talking about a different source, a different brisa, that we're assuming that Erev Yontif is actually mutter to eulogize on. So, but we're just trying to figure out a difference of it's mutter to eulogize on an Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yontif, Erev Rosh Chodesh. So why then is it usur to eulogize on an Erev Yontif of Megillas Tainus? And that's because Megillas Tainus is only Divrei Sofrim, and Divrei Sofrim requires Chizik, so we said it's usur Erev, but not usur on the Deraisa Erevs. Okay, I hope it wasn't too confusing. Okay, should we stop here? Let's see, where's his next stopping point? All right, let's stop here. I think we got to the bottom. Let's stop here. We'll re-energize for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay.